Yes, guys, none of this was premeditated, but I hooked up with one of my friends called Jimmy, and we had a great time just discussing football. Yes, Kevin De Bruyne has been linked with the possibility of leaving Manchester City. They're facing the possibility of a UEFA ban without playing Champions League football. He just might be leaving, but then is it wise for him to just dump City?
But might tell you something, the matter for this matter be talk, say, I cannot stay with a club that cannot play Champions League football because I am the assist king. Forget the one with Thierry Henry, they talk, say, be one assist king or whatever. But the Coco be talk, say, I cannot stay with a club that cannot be the king of Europe. How can I be the assist king in Europe and I cannot be playing Champions League football? That's an issue itself. Kevin De Bruyne is not supposed to play for Manchester City. He's meant to be hitting the ground likes of Barcelona. He's not the man. He's not the player in the frame of Manchester City. Even the EPL itself, we're talking about a player who can play in the La Liga, Barcelona or Real Madrid. How about Juventus?
Because right now, Aaron Ramsey used to play for Arsenal. He's been linked with Manchester United in a swap deal involving Paul Pogba. If Ramsey leaves Juventus, Pogba goes the opposite way, then maybe they might need an extra midfielder, or maybe not. Maybe Kevin De Bruyne could just go into that transfer. It's hard for me to see Pogba going back to Juventus. It's really hard.
It's more likely to see Pogba go back to Juventus.
All right, looking at more transfer from Manchester, that's the red part of the city. United need to make a decision on the future of England under 21 goalkeeper Dean Henderson, who has had a great time at Sheffield United.
Oh my, that's a rock.
His deal is set to expire this year in June. So Man United need to make a quick decision. Right now, they have some people consider him a world-class goalkeeper. I used to consider him world-class, but on current form, David De Gea, absolutely nowhere near world-class. Dean Henderson, for me, one of the best goalkeepers, if not the best goalkeeper in the Premier League as we speak. If you were in the shoes of Ole Gunnar Solskjaer and you had to make a decision, Dean Henderson on one side, David De Gea on the other side, who are you going for, Jimmy?
when we check the FPL for a fantasy football league, Dean Henderson wins you more points than any other goalkeeper again.
Yeah.
De Gea doesn't really win you points. He's that expensive and still does not win you points. Dean Henderson had to get his own career up and doing on the goalkeepers that are valuable, and that's how good he is for Sheffield United. If you can remove his saves from Sheffield United, I don't think Sheffield United will be where they are today. They are sixth on the league when it comes to the EPL, and he is one of the great impact and great players that have made Sheffield United where they are today. I think De Gea should just go to Real Madrid or wherever he wants to go to, and Manchester United should make sure that they stamp. I don't know. I don't even know what team Manchester United they wait for. How can they wait this far
to bring in Dean Henderson
to secure his contract? His contract is going to end June. And you're talking about a contract renewal. That means that they didn't take him seriously.
Sheffield as well, they have Chris Wilder, who the way he approaches football, if you are a player, you definitely want to continue to be a part of that project for as long as possible. The lure of playing for United, absolutely very hard to turn down. But right now, Dean Henderson, if he's coming back to United, then he wants to be the number one.
What I'm saying. De Gea needs to go. You cannot played so well for Sheffield United in the EPL, keep so much clean sheets, have so much saves, and want to be on the bench at Manchester United. You want to be the number one, and I think you should borrow ideas from the likes of Courtois, who plays for Real Madrid. He said if he's coming to Chelsea, he wants to be number one. And checked had to go, and that's why checked moved to Arsenal, and Thibaut Courtois became number one in Chelsea and moved from there. So you need to take both steps in your career, and I think Henderson needs to take that both step to stamp his authority at Manchester United that I am the number one, I want to be the number one.
All right, concluding on transfers today, let's go all the way to a team that means so much to me, Liverpool Football Club, who have been linked with two strikers.
I beg you.
Timo Werner is one striker who has been linked
with
Liverpool.
Remove Van Dijk, you don't have a team.
Well, that story for another day. Timo Werner, absolutely one of the best strikers in Europe right now. The best striker in Germany. Victor Osimhen has been doing a madness right there for Lille Metropole as well. So Timo Werner linked with Liverpool. Victor Osimhen linked with Liverpool for obviously selfish reasons. I would like to see a Nigerian play for Liverpool. But if you're looking at quality for quality, which of these players would you go for?
Timo Werner. I'll go for Timo Werner. But going for Timo, I'm looking at the stability and the growth and consistency for Liverpool. I would like to pick a Victor Osimhen. Reason why is this:
if you look at that Liverpool front three, it has formed a very great core of how Jurgen Klopp likes to play. He has three of them playing up front for the past three seasons right now. Yeah, you're bringing in a Victor Osimhen. Does he have the quality at this point in time to crack through that front three?
He has the quality to start from the bench, to crack through that front three, understand the Liverpool team. But it won't be possible for you to have a Timo Werner, and I don't think he will want to sit on the bench. He won't want to play the Joker. He wants to be the main server.
Divock Origi.
I think that fits Victor Osimhen at this point in time. When we're talking about Liverpool, I think that will help his career at the longer run. With the way Liverpool have played this season, they've played a tight schedule, and these three players at the same time will have a point in time where they will get tired or have injuries. You'll need a player of Victor Osimhen quality to step in, and I think that's where Timo Werner will not fit in, because Timo Werner will not want to wait that patiently for any player to come in injured before he gets a starting 11.
Liverpool fans, let me know in the comments, Timo Werner or Victor Osimhen, which of these players are you having? I'd like to hear from you guys. We'll go back to look at Solomon Kalou and the suspension he's facing right there for Hertha Berlin in the Bundesliga.
What kind of suspension?
Stay right here, guys. Be the call.
This is Ball Benders.
Traore lifting his cross in. Here it is! Raul Jimenez arrives 10 yards out to place his header into the far corner.
Solomon Kalou filmed himself flouting social distancing rules. He was shaking hands with teammates, complaining about his pay cut, and posted it on Facebook. And Hertha are having none of it right now. He has been suspended. I do hope he comes back a better person. What's your reaction to this one, Jimmy?
How can you be flaunting such rules when it has to do with your health? We're talking about your health here. Health is wealth. Without your health, you cannot have wealth. If you're having issues with your pay cut, resign from the club or go meet the management and tell them. But I don't know why people, they just find this social media thing as if na their house, na their bedroom. They want to piss, they do social media. They want to drink water na social media. They have issue with their wife in social media. Somebody came in on social media.
You could imagine a 10-year-old right
at this
there.
Point in time, he's not a tattoo.
Free us fire, Jimmy. But then it is what it is. He's a public figure. You could imagine a 10-year-old looking at that video on Facebook. He said to himself, I could do this as well.
I know, you know, Germany are taking really serious measures on making sure that they get back
to football.
Get back to football.
Talking about coming back to football, and I saw a tweet yesterday coming from Bola Rinwa Olajide at I Am Bola. Good news. Bundesliga is set to return on May the 15th as the German government finally gives the go-ahead. Chancellor Angela Merkel will also allow large shops to reopen from May the 11th. The return of the Bundesliga will be under strict conditions without fans in stadiums. In England at this point in time, at least 14 out of 20 clubs need to agree to play at neutral venues for the season to proceed. If not, the season just might be called off. It is a madness right now.
That thing will pain Liverpool die. May they cancel the season.
If the season is cancelled, just hand Liverpool the title.
No.
That was the same thing that happened.
They cannot handle anything.
Same thing happened in the Ligue 1. They handed PSG the
thing. That's PSG. We're talking about, that's France. That's what we call it, the Farmers Club. And I think Germany has done a lot, but just need to reassure fans, reassure every stakeholder that is involved in football returning back to Bundesliga that they are safe. Because psychologically, it could affect the way football is being played on the pitch of play.
In less than 10 days, the Bundesliga just could be back. That would be quite interesting to see. At Bag of Nuts, he did a Bundesliga under 24-11 versus the Premier League under 24-11. And he's asking who you've got. And I thought I would bring it to the podcast. And for the Bundesliga 11, there's Alexander Nubel in goal. Upamecano playing alongside Sula, Hakimi, Alphonso Davies in defense. In midfield, in the center of midfield, there's Havertz playing alongside Dennis Zakaria. On the right wing, there's Gnabry. On the left wing, there's Sancho. Up front, Timo Werner playing alongside Haaland. For the Premier League 11, there's Dean Anderson in goal. In defence, Joe Gomez playing alongside Soyuncu, Ben Chilwell, as well as Trent Alexander-Arnold complete the defence. In midfield, there's Manchester City's Rodri, James Maddison, as well as Dele Alli. Up front, Gabriel Jesus alongside Marcus Rashford and Leroy Sané. Who you got, Jimmy?
Man, this is massive selection from this guy. This guy is really a bag of nuts. I feel the Bundesliga has an edge over Premier League, but they are great selections. I think what will help the Bundesliga is the chemistry that the defenders, if you have them on your team, the chemistry that
Alphonso
the defenders
Davies, really interesting.
He has great communication with the center backs. That gives him that liberty to go forward at all times at the right time. And he knows when to go forward and when to track back. That is very important.
Reminds me of
for
Alaba a lot, his teammates.
Yeah, and I think he has learned a lot from Alaba, and he has transformed to a great guy. I have issues with just one player in the defense for Bundesliga there, that's Sule.
What's your problem with Sula?
Sula, he's sometimes unpredictable and makes some errors for the opponent.
All right, let's look at the Premier League 11. For me, I feel like Rodri shouldn't be in this team because Wilfred Ndidi is on the 24th. Is Rodri better than Wilfred Ndidi based on current form?
Rodri can move the ball better than Ndidi.
If you're talking about moving the ball, you already have Maddison. You have Dele Alli.
When they're caught in areas where they need to move the ball and they don't have options of who to pass to, Rodri will do better than Ndidi at those kind of areas. Ndidi will always look at passing the ball behind. I think he's done better in improving himself also. He holds the ball better. Defensively, he can mark. He can also push the ball, but he can't move the ball as attack-minded as Rodri will do. And Rodri will put the balls at places
Ndidi would absolutely block that midfield. He would allow every other person, you could imagine Dele Alli and Maddison rampaging from midfield because Wilfred Ndidi has everywhere covered. If it was my 11, I wouldn't be having Dele Alli close to it. Dele Alli, obviously a great player, scored plenty of goals in the last couple of seasons, but if you are looking at current form this season, then Jack Grealish has to...
He's also not Jack Grealish, but his age,
he's on the 24
as well. He's on the 24 too. That's massive. I think I'll prefer a Jack Grealish than Dele Alli in that team. I'm not saying Dele Alli is not a great player.
We agree on
that. But I agree on Jack Grealish. He should be on that team. We mentioned him not quite long. Jack Grealish is a top player. Maddison and Jack Grealish in this team is just massive one for Premier League on the 24th.
Alright, that's a wrap for today. Let us know in the comments who you got, Bundesliga under 24th or the Premier League under 24th. That's the size of the package.
We've not finished the program. The jollof.
Alright, let's test that out before we go.
I've not tasted Ghanaian jollof.
I haven't.
But I've seen it on social media. The colour is nice, so it's a little attractive to my taste.
Well, but I heard Ghanaians don't even fry plantain. They cook plantain. I mean.
But it's more healthy.
My grandma is over 80 years old. She's been eating fried dodo since she was born. She's still strong. Shout out, grandma.
They're different kind of fries.
Well, they're different kind of fries. We've come to the end of the package today. Do well to join us next week for another episode of the Ball Benders podcast. But then share this one with all of your friends, families, and even enemies that need to listen to it.
Yes, like Liverpool fans.